Hello, I'm Bobby Fox, Waynesburg University Sports Information Director, and I am joined today by head men's soccer coach Treg Lunger and senior men's soccer player Zachary Johnson. Zach will be joining us here in just a little bit. We're going to open up with Coach Lunger as we take a look at the 2026 men's soccer season, which will get underway very shortly. First off, Coach, thank you for taking time out of a very busy preseason to join me, and wanted to start with a little bit of a look back. Last year, solid season, had, you know, a lot of close games that could have gone either way, several draws that kind of played a role in how the PAC itself played out. But again, welcome, and I wanted to give you a chance to talk a little bit about that team, maybe some players who have graduated, moved on to the next steps in their lives. What's your thoughts on the 2025 season, even as you're getting ready on the 2026 season?
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, thanks for having me. I mean, it's exciting to be here and to be able to share a little bit more about the program and where we are. Yeah, for us, I think 25 was an interesting year. It was a year of growth and maturity, I think, for the group overall. Like you mentioned, it was a successful season, but five draws are points left on the table, right? And so those are games we're hoping to have more maturity in this year, and I think we have the cast of guys to do that. With regards to, you know, previous guys in 25, I mean, we're obviously going to miss impact players. Mason Lewis, Nick Bryan was a steady presence in midfield. We had solid minutes providers in that group as well that were playing roles. And so overall, like, I think we're retaining the bulk of our core. Eight starters, right? So I think that's going to play an active role in 26 for sure, but can't undersell the impact that the 25 group had to get us to this point.
I did. It's funny you mentioned Nick Bryan, because that just brought something back into the back of my mind. I was kind of looking around the internet earlier this summer and saw that he's picked up a coaching job. How proud does that make you as a coach? Is that something that you really point to with some pride, that you see former players get into coaching and get jobs fairly quickly, whether that's as a graduate assistant, an assistant coach, college level, high school? Is that something that you take some pride in?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, it's a conversation we want to have with guys that see that as a potential pathway. I had to go through that, you know, as a player to a graduate assistant to a full-time assistant, right? So I have a clear understanding on what it takes. And if there are guys that see that as a possible opportunity for themselves, whether that's to better themselves academically or professionally within the game, we definitely want to do it. You know, we've got multiple guys coaching as previous players. You know, Daniel Haught, after my first year, went on to Potomac State. Michael Frankis, our former goalkeeper, is now up at RMU. And then, like you said, Nick is over at Hiram, obviously a conference competitor, but super excited for him.
So after that brief look back, I know coaches always want to look to the future and look in the present. You said good core coming back this year, and not just the seniors, but some freshmen last year got real quality minutes, made impacts. And really from freshman to senior, it seems like, or I should say sophomore to senior, you've got guys who have experience and have already played roles on this team. Give us an idea of what this returning class looks like.
Yeah, I think this is the deepest we've ever been. Just in terms of like quality, alongside the minutes, I mean, obviously, like, we're gonna have to rotate players and give guys opportunity as the first 11 start to drop off. But I think this is a really good group that, you know, players 12 through 22, for the first time in probably a long time, we've been able to really keep the intensity in games. Our preseason match are showing that, and I think we've got a group of guys coming in as freshmen that are going to be able to help push that level as well, too.
Speaking of those freshmen, a great transition there. This is a big class from various parts of the country as well. So obviously they're going to be bringing unique experiences, unique cultures to the Waynesburg men's soccer culture as a whole. Tell us about this freshman class a little bit, and is it the biggest you've ever had?
Yeah, so it's 17 incoming guys, new faces, 16 freshmen, one transfer. Yeah, it's the biggest we've ever had. Within that, too, it keeps us pretty metropolitan. We've got 14 different states represented currently, 13 technically, but if you
at our international from Finland. Mm-hmm. I counted as 14. So, yeah, it's a large group, and I think like we're still discovering, you know, personalities, how they fit in with that core. That's pretty solid right now. And we're starting to see, you know, guys really emerge in unique ways.
So moving a little out, well, let's go ahead and stay with the team before we take a look at the conference as a whole. It was a big summer for both you and for the Waynesburg women, going to Brazil in July. And it wasn't just to play soccer. It was to serve. It was to witness. Give us your look back on that Brazil trip. I know, again, the Waynesburg men and women were both very excited about that and documented it and put it out on social media. What were your thoughts looking back now on that Brazil trip?
Yeah, I think the impact that it played on the guys that were able to experience, I mean, it's unmeasurable at this stage. 17 of the 20 returners were able to go, which was huge. And I think that has played a significant role in relationship to, you know, where the core group of guys is. The experience itself is, you know, life-changing. Like, you're never going to get to be in a foreign country with your best friends more than maybe once in your college career. And so you don't get that back. And so I think our guys really leaned into that. And then once they realized what they had and what a gift that was, it gave them some freedom to lean into who they are. And, you know, part of the process that we went through with MAI, who was our lead partners in the trip, was providing context in terms of how our guys engage, not only with who they are, their identity, what the gospel message looks like, what does that mean in terms of how they compete and what they do next with that. And so that's really set a great foundation for our culture that we're looking to build. But alongside that, yeah, I mean, the opportunity then to be in a place where the only language everyone speaks was the game, right? And so football was the door that got us in. And so most of our experiences were playing the game. That provided opportunity to connect. After connecting, an opportunity to share testimony and witness. And then more soccer after that, where conversation then started to flow much more easy, not only for our guys, but for the Brazilians that we were with as well. And so being able to interact with, you know, kids as young as 8 to, you know, guys that were 25 in, you know, semi-professional environments looking to, you know, go forward, right? Like there was a range there, and it's something that I think our guys really leaned into, and we're going to continue to see the effects of that, you know, not only in the season, but as the year continues to progress. And so I can't really summarize all of it now. I'm going to be really excited to look back at it and years to come and, you know, decompress with guys on that and see their thoughts. But so far, I can't say enough good things. And we were super blessed by not only the Waynesburg community to help us with that, but MAI and the Brazilian communities that we were in as well.
Great stuff there, obviously. I know that in talking to coaches for a while now, the primary concern is always what's going on in your own house. But taking a look outside into the PAC, and you yourself have hands-on experience and the rest of the PAC coming from Grove City where you played. Wolverines, you know, look to be kind of the team to beat, especially if you look at the preseason poll that came out. But there have been several schools, including Waynesburg, that have been making moves up and have really been competing. Geneva has been a solid presence at the top as well. But I want to get your input on what you think the 2026 PAC is going to look like.
Yeah, so like just to clarify, I didn't play at Grove. I worked there.
That's right. Yes, so, my fault.
No, it's okay. But like the experience that I had there was fantastic. And so it really prepared me and gave me a solid foundation for what we're doing here. I mean, to your question, I think like the league, I always describe it in recruiting calls or with my guys as the CONCACAF, right? Which is the region in which we compete as a national team. Anyone can beat anyone on any given day, right? You know, you're going to various locations with a lot of different feels to their team dynamic, international, domestic, right? As well as the surfaces you're playing on, grass, turf, right? And so, like, it is a wide spectrum of experiences within the PAC, and I think it really levels the field at times. And we see it consistently where, you know, Team A will beat Team B, Team B will beat Team C, and Team C will beat Team A.
Right.
And it makes the table an absolute nightmare and a headache where every game matters.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely, like, because of that, it's one of the most fun leagues to be in a part of. And with only one repeat winner back-to-back in the last 8 years alone with W&J, you know, we've had a new winner every year. So that's, like, for us, like, it's just easy to look at and go, man, why not us?
Right. And it's I just had a point, and it just flew right out of my head. But you made a great point that I'd never thought about, how markedly different the playing surfaces are and the playing environments are in the PAC. And if they come to Waynesburg, you can be sitting seven stories up and looking down onto or beyond the pitch, I should say, on an artificial turf, and there's bleachers that are seven stories up, and Allegheny's got its blue turf, and that's a really good point. I like that. Also, the parity, there's really not any 5-0, 6-0, 7-0 games on the schedule to be expected this year in the PAC.
Not to my knowledge. Like, again, I think the consistency that you've seen come up over the last 4 years in the league makes every match enjoyable, makes every match meaningful. And so there's no free points just out there for a team to walk into on any given match day. And so that parity that you speak about and where we are as a league, I think it speaks volumes as well. And I think you're seeing that outside of the league as well in terms of how we're competing in conferences like the OAC, the AMCC, right? Like, we're getting out of just our region and we're taking, you know, on teams that I think are starting to see that for us, like, our conference is something that can, you know, be more than what it has been in the last 10 years. And I think every coach within the conference really takes that serious, and it's made a great environment for us to compete in.
Any other thoughts on the upcoming season before we turn things over to Zachary Johnson?
Yeah, I mean, like we've kind of talked about, there's a culmination of maturity within the group with a lot of young guys. I think the guys have been fantastic in terms of blending that together at this stage, and I'm super proud of them. And I think we're primed to go out and compete at a high level this year. And so, you know, we have to do that and we have to execute, right? But I think we have the pieces. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how it comes together.
Thank you, sir. We'll go ahead and let you hand the headset over to Zachary, and we'll get him on the mic, get his thoughts on the 2026 season. Now joined by Zachary Johnson, senior forward on the men's soccer team. Zach, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And we got to get you out of here because I know you've got class coming up.
No, not yet. Just a couple meetings.
Gotcha. Well, Zachary Johnson, for those of you who don't know, you've really been making an impact heading into your fourth year with the Yellow Jackets. But before you, there was another Johnson on campus. That was your sister Allison, volleyball player, excellent volleyball player, and made her mark a little bit in tennis. Not a whole lot, but made her mark. Coming up from Raceland, Kentucky, was there any – how much of her influence played a part in your decision to come to Waynesburg?
Yeah, I mean, I could ramble on about how much she influences my life as a whole. It was super nice when I was in middle school and high school. I got to come to a lot of her volleyball games here at Waynesburg. So for my decision to come here, it was kind of easy because it already kind of felt like a place that I called home because I've been here so often. So I would say – It was a major role from her. I mean, she introduced me to Coach Lunger, obviously, and at first it was kind of like a joking thing, but then it started to become more of a reality. So I would say she's probably 75-80% of the reason I've been here.
Excellent work. It's great to have to hear about family lines and siblings and then parents to siblings to keep that pipeline going, and I'm sure Coach Lunger was quite happy about that, about having your sister Allison here as well. As you have grown from that freshman into your senior year, this is a team that's had some changes to it, as all teams do, but As we mentioned with Coach, seems like a nice mix of veterans, but then a lot of youth, not just the freshmen, but sophomores this year. And sure, I'm assuming you'll be wearing the captain's armband. You know, I don't want to make any assumptions. I am getting a nod from Coach Lunger, so you've got that captain's band on. What are your thoughts as you head into that senior year as far as your role as a leader? Obviously, that role could have started last year. Or take us through kind of as that leadership role has progressed on your side.
Yeah, I mean, when I came in as a freshman, obviously I was terrified of the leaders. You know, I mean, that was their goal, was to set the standard well. And I think they did a fantastic job of that. So that kind of gave me the pathway that I thought I wanted to have as a leader on this team. And I think it's gradually grown. I've been blessed with, you know, getting to score some goals and getting some influence on the team. So I think as it's progressed, you know, I was a captain last year as well as a junior. So I've gotten to be a leader on this team for now 2 years. So a lot of the guys under me already understand the relationship we have with each other. I'm a big fan of, you know, a great relationship off the field, you know, but try to be stern on the field. Mm-hmm. So I think it's been a blessing for me to be in this role for the 2 years now, and I'm excited for this coming year especially.
Now, you very humbly said score a few goals. You've scored more than a few goals. In fact, you are amongst the top 10 in all of Division III in active goal scorers, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
As that has been made public. Came off a fantastic junior year, really the top scoring threat for Waynesburg, one of the top scoring threats in the PAC. It's kind of a two-part question. I think from knowing you and knowing the program as a whole, those individual goals are never what you set out to do, but it's, I mean, let's be real. You're an athlete. You put a lot of time in. It's got to be rewarding to see the fruits of those labors pay off. But what are your thoughts on how you've progressed as a goal scorer? What does it mean to you? And what's your ultimate goal, if any, for that when your individual bio is finished up here at Waynesburg? Where would you like to see yourself as?
I mean, obviously my job is to score goals, and, you know, I think the team does a super big part in that. You know, I obviously don't do that by myself. Honestly, I'd be lying if I said I didn't look at the stats. You know, it's obviously, it feels great to have a lot of good stats. So I do pay attention to that sometimes. But obviously I think the biggest thing for me is to walk away with the PAC title. You know, the individual things are cool to have, but, you know, that's nothing to show later. Someone will break that record later down the road.
Yeah, and last year you were rewarded for those all-ECAC, all-PAC, also academic recognition for you. And I think that's something, especially under Coach Lunger and then on the women's side under Coach DiAgostino, I think the academic aspect of both the soccer programs has been elevated under their leadership. Have you noticed that over your 4 years with the coach interaction, how much of an impact is put on, or how much weight is put on that academic performance in the classroom?
Yeah, I mean, it's super important. I mean, they don't overpressure you or anything like that. You know, they just make sure you stay on top of your stuff, like going to class, really. I mean, here at Waynesburg, the teachers are great. If you just show up, they'll help you as much as they can. So I think, you know, we do study tables on Mondays for the freshmen and people that are struggling. I think it's a great thing. And then Coach Lunger will have other guys reach out who have taken those classes previously. So I think it's really easy on our team to get the help you need. So it's just been a super, super simple thing to fix for our team. And that's why it's so simple for us to keep our GPA high.
I did want to, before we wrap up, I did want to mention or bring up to you your maybe lesser known athletic career here at Waynesburg. And I think that's one of the big drawing points of Division III is the ability to play multiple sports. Something that personally I'm in favor of. I've got kids, and, you know, they get their athletic ability from me. So they do like to play a lot. They're not highly successful at it, but depending what the season is. So you are also an impact player on the tennis courts. You saw a lot of starting time there with Dr. Pettit. What's your tennis background, and what impact does it play on you here at Waynesburg as a positive, and then also how do you deal with it in terms of a time management requirement?
So my tennis background's not that thorough. I mean, I played in middle school and a little bit of high school, but my sister grew up playing tennis, like, semi-pro when she was younger. She was top 50 in Kentucky for a little while.
Wow.
So I just got to watch games and, you know, go to her practices all the time, just playing the dirt pretty much. So, and my dad was her coach a lot of times. So I just got to watch them, and that's kind of where I fell in love with it. You know, I watched tennis all the time on TV. And Coach Pettit and my sister were really good friends when they were here, when she was here on campus. So Coach Pettit and I just talked about it one time, and I was like, I'd love to play, you know. And he was like, well, just come out and we'll talk about it. And, you know, him and Coach Lunger had a good conversation about, you know, time management, like you said. And it was pretty simple from there. They allowed me to take the time that I needed for in-season sports. You know, Coach Pettit doesn't talk to us at all during the soccer season, you know, because he understands and respects Coach Lunger's time and my time. And then when tennis season comes, Coach Lunger would let us leave practice and go to tennis. So it was my first year this past year playing. Me and Noah Beiser left the soccer team to play tennis, and Sam Norris as well. He was already there for the past 2 years, obviously. But it was a great time. I mean, we enjoyed it. And like you said, it kind of gave us time to decompress from soccer, you know. We were going at it hard the whole time, so getting to see a new change of scenery was great for us.
And that's really got to show, take a little, pull the curtain back a little bit on the Waynesburg Department of Athletics as a whole, that Coach Lunger and Coach Pettit work together so well that it's not just you on the tennis team. There's three men's soccer players, and you all play pretty significant roles on the men's tennis team, so certainly helping out with the roster there. Any final thoughts before we wrap it up? And you know, anything about the season coming up? Anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say that I'm super excited for what's to come. I think we have the perfect squad to win the pack. I know there's a lot of freshmen, but they obviously have shown how much they want it as well as us, and they have the maturity of some of the seniors like we do. So I think it's going to be exciting to watch us for the next couple months.
Well, it's definitely going to be a lot of fun, as you said, and you guys get the honor of being the first team on the field at John F. Wiley Stadium to open up the fall season. The Yellow Jackets will start that season on Tuesday, September 1st, against Penn State Barons. Start time scheduled for 7 o'clock for Coach Lunger. For Zachary Johnson, thank you for checking us out. And any updates on Waynesburg men's soccer or other sports, go to waynesburgsports.com.